Welcome to episode 31. Today I'm sharing about one self-care rule that I have learned the hard way and I'm still relearning over and over again. If you are a mama who finds it hard to say no and you'd love to find a better way of protecting your time and energy, this episode is for you. I'm going to give a little bit of guidance on how that can look, especially coming from a Christian perspective. Enjoy. Hey mama, welcome to Divine Design Wellness, where we're putting down deep spiritual roots and embracing our identity in Christ through holistic health. Do you want to love your body and feel confident in motherhood? Are you Googling quick workouts, devotionals, or time management tips? Do you wake up with great intentions only to find your littles take up most of your time and energy? Hey, I'm Carolyn, holistic health and essential oils nerd. I too was a mama of littles. I felt like my body would never be the same and wished I could find time for myself. I wanted the confidence and strength to fully enjoy life with my family, but I kept telling myself I didn't have the time, energy, or discipline to prioritize my health. That is until I took a holistic approach to mind, body, and spirit. In this podcast, you will find spiritual encouragement, healthy lifestyle tips, and quick self-care routines to build confidence in your body again. You're ready to see yourself the way God does and embrace your divine design, go find that pile of laundry you've been avoiding, pop in those earbuds, and let's go. Mama, it's already almost May, and I'm sure you're like me, and you can't help but wish you could slow down time. Time with your kids, your spouse, with God, and those precious people in your life that always make you light up. It's so hard to know how to make the most of our time and to feel like we're spending it wisely. There's so many things constantly pulling at our attention, demanding that we give of ourselves to the point we feel spread so thin that we completely lose sight of what really matters to us. I know it's hard not to allow fear to rise up, wondering if we're doing the right things in our motherhood. There's such a pressure to do it all perfectly without looking like a mess. I want you to know you're not alone in this battle for time and connection. Every mama has struggled with it, but you don't have to stay in that place of fear. If you're in a place of surrender and ready to break through to that next level of growth that God has for you, and you're ready to start fresh, no matter how imperfect, prioritizing that precious time you do have and making the most of it, I want you to say yes because there's no perfect time to take the next step. I want you to go right now to divinedesignwellness.org/coaching and join me in my Healthy Mama Habits coaching. I'm going to walk you through your fears and help you identify one habit that will allow you to confidently take back your time and build a foundation of wellness that will last for years. I have been in a season of life lately that is full of a lot of new things. And one thing is that I'm the mother of a teenage driver, which opens up a whole new door of possibility around my time. And I'm sure many of you mamas can relate. It feels kind of like being a full-time chauffeur when you're constantly carting your kids from one place to another. And so often, we can spend way more time in the car or running errands than we would like. Since I can now have a little bit of time back from the days that my teenager is able to take my other kids to their sports, I'm finding how adding even just a small amount of wiggle room back into my week can be such a boost to my mental space, my overall sense of confidence in my ability to, keep everything on my plate going smoothly. And it's really teaching me how important it is not to be overloaded with constant to-dos and full schedules. Now, I have spent a lot of my adult life saying yes to way too many things that I inevitably regretted. And of course, once you commit to something, it's extremely difficult to back out. Plus, I have a policy of doing what I say I'm going to do, even when it hurts me. which is a completely biblical principle and why I think it's so important to fully understand whether taking on something new is the best decision before you commit. So what I want to focus on today is something I recently have been meditating on and trying to better understand, both for my ability to take care of my family and myself and to better honor God with how I set boundaries around my time. Now, I have been really convicted about saying yes to things that aren't an absolute soulful, spirit-filled yes. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of things that I think are a great idea, a good thing to do, or there's things that people have asked me to do, and I think that because, you know, maybe I have the skills to do it, or maybe I have some free time to do it, then I should. And I'm sure many of us feel like we're supposed to say yes to things so often because we're supposed to be doing good for others, right? To be serving like Jesus served. But we are not better servants than Jesus, are we? Do we think that we can outserve Jesus by overloading our plate with so many commitments that we can't even think straight or talk straight? I don't know how many times I get so stressed or tired or overwhelmed that I literally can't even put a sentence together without it making zero sense. So even Jesus went away to pray and reconnect with the Father on a regular basis. And he wasn't about doing everything for everyone all the time. He was very specifically focused on his Father's business. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't leave room in our hearts for compassion and sacrificing in order to help others. What I am saying is that there's a place where we're either falling on the side of selfishness and spending all our time on pursuing our own needs and desires, or we may are on the side of having no boundaries and we're completely lost in the chaos of trying to be everything for everyone, which actually ends up serving no one. So how do we find that place of balance? We have to be somewhere in the middle, right? So how do we know if we're operating out of godly wisdom and honoring the Spirit? The most obvious place to start is simply by asking God for wisdom. In James 1:5, it says, "If anyone lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given." I don't think any of us will ever have the whole time management thing fully figured out. And it's very unrealistic to ever expect a perfectly balanced life. But I do think we can ask God to give us the wisdom to do our very best in making the most of the little time we do have on this earth. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, and none of us are superhuman enough to be able to accomplish all the quote-unquote good things we could come up with doing or that we're asked to do. So here is what I personally am starting to ask myself when I'm faced with a decision about taking on new commitments or maintaining old ones. The first question I always try to ask myself is, am I doing this out of love? I have found that many times I'm operating more out of fear or obligation towards what people might think of me, or that I might be burning a bridge that I may need in the future. I know that sounds so selfish, but that is the reality. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. So everything in our lives has to be rooted in love, whether of God or for his created children. The second question that I ask myself, or I guess I should say I'm learning to ask myself because I don't always. There are many times I totally jump to saying yes without even skipping a beat, and then I'm kicking myself for not stopping and asking myself these questions. So that second question is, am I able to love in this capacity with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? In Colossians, we're told that whatever we do, we should do it as if it was for the Lord directly. So even things that maybe don't have anything to do with, you know, the kingdom or, you know, serving God, whether that's, you know, housework or changing diapers or whatever it might be, we're still told that we should be doing those things as if we were doing it directly in service for Jesus. And so that means we should be doing those things with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so many times we want to love fully, but the reality is that we have limited resources. We are human, and at some point we have to sleep. So, yeah, we got to recharge. We're not going to be able to do all these things without becoming depleted. And so oftentimes what happens is that our family is the first people to suffer from our depletion. And that's our number one stewardship that God has given us. And they're getting the scraps of our love. So what we really need to be asking ourselves, aside from, you know, are we, you know, neglecting our family because we're giving so much to everywhere else, we need to ask if our heart is in it. Is this something that, you know, is really, you know, deeply a heartfelt desire to do? And also, is this something that the Spirit would lead me to? You know, oftentimes we jump into doing things and we don't stop to ask the Spirit about it. And we have the Spirit right here within us, testifying to us. And so it's crazy to not stop and say, is this something the Spirit is leading me to? And then also you need to ask, am I mentally able to handle this right now? You know, there are times that I may have time freedom, but I don't have the mental space to like take on anything else. And I think that that's, you know, we're all different. We have to be self-aware of where, you know, we can mentally handle things. And then lastly, you got to ask, am I physically capable of handling this? You know, not only like physically capable as in we have, you know, the strength or, you know, the health, but also, you know, do we have the necessary skill set, or is there someone who's better equipped to do this? I think sometimes we jump into doing things and, you know, maybe God has somebody else to take on that task and they may do it better for whatever reason. And so if any of these are a hard no, then I would definitely take more time to pray about it and ask if it's really a wise thing to take on. And sometimes, you know, those things, it won't become clear right away. It might take multiple times of saying, I'm not sure yet, or I don't know if I can commit to that yet. I need to pray over it and I need to talk to God about it and make sure that it's, you know, a for sure yes. And sometimes we'll know right away, and sometimes it takes time. The last thing that I think has to be on our list of questions to ask is, will I end up having to say no to something that is a soulful, Spirit-filled yes if I take on this other thing that isn't so clearly a yes? It's so frustrating to have filled our plate with so many half-hearted yeses that we end up having to say no to something that our heart and spirit so desperately yearn to do, but we can't because we've overcommitted and now, you know, we're just kind of got to deal with it. So this is why I think it's so valuable to leave yourself a buffer in your weekly schedule so that you can say yes to things that do really matter that come up in between our other commitments. One example of that is that I personally love to just get together with people. And that is something that I don't get a lot of people time because I homeschool, I work from home, I'm just home a lot. And so I don't have a whole lot of time throughout the week where I'm spending it with other people. And so I really love to be able to spend time with people when it's possible. And so I really have tried very hard to always leave like one day of the week where I don't have a lot of commitments, where if somebody wants to get together for coffee or go on a walk or something, I can pretty regularly say, you know, that Fridays are my day that I love to get together with people. And so that's just an example of like being able to leave room in your schedule for things that really light you up and fill your heart and your soul and are also a blessing to others. So I really encourage you to make a habit of asking yourself these three questions before you commit to saying yes to anything, because what we really want is for our yeses to be like really heartfelt, soulful, spirit-filled yeses. So remember to ask yourself, am I doing this out of love? Am I able to love in this capacity with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? And if I say yes to this, will I have to say no to something else that is a soulful, spirit-filled yes? Now, I know you're tired of feeling overwhelmed and defeated in your motherhood, wishing you could do all the things that are important to you, but you don't have the time or energy. You're tired of the pressure to keep it all together, when inside, you just don't know if you have the strength to get through one more meltdown or squabble or a crazy night of cooking when everybody is just hangry and mad. You deeply desire to trust that God's got it all under control, but you just can't seem to find that joy in your day-to-day, and you feel so guilty for even feeling that way. Mama, I want you to stop hopping from one solution to another. I want you to stop striving and start resting in the ease of allowing your mind, body, and spirit to align with God's design for you. I'm going to help you identify the one thing that will quickly be able to get you moving forward with confidence. We'll brainstorm together to find the best plan to start building that foundation of wellness with that one easy habit so you can find more time and energy to continue pouring love into your family with intention. Go right now to divinedesignwellness.org/coaching and get started with me so you can begin your journey of wellness. Hey friend, I hope today's episode blessed you. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with another mama who may be struggling to see themselves the way God does? Also, please leave me a quick review on Apple Podcasts, as it brings me so much joy to know this podcast is helping you. All right, I'm off to chauffeur my kids around again. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. Until next time.